This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's going to be a great day today. What about the draft? Uh-oh, I bet you haven't thought about that. I haven't thought about that. We're going to talk about the draft here in a minute. That's not good. We're going to talk about age gaps when dating. Good books. Someone wants a book recommendation. Chicken wings. We're going to talk about not watching the Super Bowl or watching the Super Bowl. No, there won't be any judgment. We have a United States senator still in the hospital. We're probably going to begin there here in a couple minutes. And the migrants, the illegal immigrants, they're running back from Canada to New York City. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I actually want to begin, before we get to Senator Cucumber and the illegal immigrants not taking to Canada and everything else, I wanted to get to something really quick here. Something I didn't think I would ever have to tackle in my life. That is recommending books. But I know you realize what, Chris? I know you realize that now you're dealing with an author, all right? And now that I'm a world-famous author, I just certainly know books. I'm like a human library. I might change. You know what? Jesse Library Kelly actually has a great, it has a great ring to it. So I got this email and I figured I might help you out a little bit. Jesse, after your show earlier this week, I downloaded and listened to Daryl Cooper's podcast, The Anti-Humans. It was devastating and heartbreaking. I'm in my 60s. And when we grew up, we learned real things in school, not the anti-American filth and all that. Is there one good book which details what communists have done over the decades in not just Russia, but in China, Venezuela, Spain, Cuba, Cambodia, etc.? Every man and woman and child needs to know these details. Well, and actually this, I know you're thinking I'm just going to use this as a book pitch, and of course I'm going to, but not right now. We're going to talk about something else first. There are a couple good books, but what's shocking is there are only 10 maybe total. I realize no, and I understand there are smaller books I don't know about. I was just joking, obviously, about being Jesse Library Kelly. I don't know how many are out there, but wrap your mind around this very creepy fact. In fact, I want you to do something for me. I want you to go to wherever you buy your books, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, go to wherever you buy your books. And I want you to look. Take just a couple minutes and look up how many stories there are about, how many books there are about Nazis. Nazis, World War II, Holocaust, look it up. You will need longer than a minute. You'd need longer than an hour because there are, my goodness, there's thousands. Thousands have been written. Now, do the same thing when it comes to communism. You'll be done in about a minute. About a minute or two, you'll be done. And this goes to something actually wider that we're going to talk about here in a second when it comes to Senator Cucumber and Joe Biden and a bunch of different things. There has been a gigantic cover-up by, I don't even know how to describe this, not just by the media, by the Western world. The Western world, despite being billed as this enemy of the communists, the Cold War and whatnot, the Western world has run a cover-up on behalf of communism. It has. Now, there's not some conspiracy theory. It's not five guys in a room smoking cigars. Hey, how's the plan coming along, Steve? That sounds like someone who'd have a conspiracy theory. Anyway, it's not that. It's just that so many parts of the West have been infiltrated by communists. And so it's increased sympathies for the communists. Remember, the communists, first place they went was the teachers. They started taking over the teachers' unions. There is a great book you can read about that in a second. I'll tell you about that in a second. But it's first place they went. And now the truth is you have a bunch of professors, a bunch of authors, a bunch of media personalities, a bunch of Democrats, liberals, lefties, whatever you want to put it. And they know, yeah, the communists did some bad stuff. And sure, they've murdered some people and then they went sideways a couple times. But look, we don't want to write a whole book demonizing it, because what they believe is really very close to what I believe. That's what our liberals would say. And I don't want to make myself look bad. Right? It would be like me choosing not to write a book, just ignoring the book that, hey, everyone who's 6'5", he's a murderer. Now I'm 6'8", so it doesn't apply to me. But man, there's a lot of stuff in that book that it's kind of close to home. So I'm just going to not talk about that book. Well, that's why there's been this huge cover-up on behalf of communism. It is crazy that the most evil religion in the history of the world, the one that killed 100 million people in a century, that is absurd. It doesn't even seem possible. If you turned into an evil jerk tomorrow and I gave you the power and tasked you with killing 100 million people, you would have a difficult time. But communists did it anyway because they're anti-humans. There just isn't that much on it. Two of the best books on it, you already know about Bloodlands. You asked about atrocities other than Europe and Russia, and I know that's what Bloodlands focuses on, Eastern Europe. But Bloodlands is very good. There's a book called The Black Book of Communism that is really, really good. You need to put that one on your list. And, I mean, shoot, I would actually get on this one right now. The Anti-Communist Manifesto. That one's written. What, Chris? I'm glad you asked where you can find it, Chris. Thank you for that. You have to go to jessekellybook.com and pre-order it. And as you can imagine, I have quite a bit of history of communism there. But honestly, while I do have a lot of history of it in my book, those other ones, in my opinion, are better for total history of it, because mine's more about, my book is about, you know, what a part of American communism, you know, the BLM stuff. What is it? What's the history of it? And then how do we combat it? Every chapter finishes with, what do we do? Tell me what to do. You know, don't just tell me that it sucks. Tell me what to do. So that's not as historical as these other books would be, but that's the best way I can describe it to you. And I wanted to lead in with that because we have a problem. And this is actually going to tie into the draft and World War III and things like that. But we have a significant problem. And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't get to sleep last night because I couldn't get this out of my mind, trying to work out how this works out. And this is what I mean. This is the problem. Our problem is this. As we talked about it a lot, that our culture is made up of pillars. You know, pillars hold up your society, important parts of it, the religion, the media, the government, that these the important education, many more. And instead of now keeping each other in check, they all work together. They figured out, hey, we hate America anyway. Let's just work together. Then we can loot the bank. We can take the bank to the cleaners if we work together. Okay, you know that. We talked about that enough on the show. My problem is this. How does that work itself out in the end without something terrible happening? And I don't know if I have the answer to it. And this is why I bring this up. John Fetterman, Senator Cucumber, if he's affectionately known as on this show. Let's not forget that famous John Fetterman quote. John Fetterman's back in the hospital. John Fetterman's undergoing tests. John Fetterman's not doing well. John Fetterman couldn't talk during the election either. You know it. I know it. You smirked. Maybe you cried if you're, depending on where you are. You smirked, you cried, you did a lot of different things after John Fetterman won because he's a United States Senator, and you know that this is a human being without a fully functional brain anymore. He is brain damaged. He had a stroke that damaged his brain. His brain does not work correctly anymore, and now he's a United States Senator. But how did that happen? How it happened is the same way there aren't very many books on communism. the system just decided, hey, I mean, yeah, he's not a functional adult, but he's going to help us loot the bank. If he's going to help us loot the bank, we can't talk about this a lot. Can't really mention it. I remember one reporter, I believe it was, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I may have this wrong. It might have been with CNN. One reporter actually came out and said, we were talking to him before the interview, and he didn't seem like he was following anything. And that reporter got savaged by the other parts of the system. You liar! What a jerk! So now, we in the United States of America, we not only have this guy as a United States Senator, we have this guy as the United States President.
You know, got it over here.
What way is this going to work itself out? We're going to talk about that in a second. Then we'll get to these migrants coming back to New York from Canada. Apparently it was too cold up there, Chris. I'll explain what that means to you in a moment. Before we get to that, I had a call today, scheduled call, with the guy that I try to invest money with. I told you what we do in the Kelly household. We try to budget strictly. And at the end of the year, whatever didn't get spent on Christmas, whatever we saved, we send off, because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a finance guy. I'm not a money guy. I don't. I wish I was sometimes. The yields, and I don't know what these words mean. I don't know. So I have to have one. And you know what he told me? It's hilarious. I about died laughing. He said, hey, Jesse, just a heads up. We're going to be increasing the gold this year just because of what's happening in the markets and things like that. You're going to have more gold in your portfolio. And I said, that's probably a good thing, considering that's what I tell everyone to do all the time. Oxford Gold Group, they'll handle that for you. Get some gold and silver in your 401k and IRA, because you're going to need a higher floor in this coming year. 833-995-GOLD. Call Oxford Gold Group now. 833-995-GOLD. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You name me one thing you do all week that's more fun than Ask Dr. Jesse Friday.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
Name me one time, Chris. Name me one time of the week. It's fun. It's as fun as Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's go back to what we're talking about here. I was talking about Senator Cucumber, and he's in the hospital. And he's not a fully functional adult. In fact, his brain is melted cottage cheese. And he's a United States senator for the next 6 years. Joe Biden, not a fully functional adult. You can tell by how he talks. You can tell by how he walks. He's the commander in chief. He's the president of the United States of America. How does this happen? Well, how did this happen? The system protects its own. The system cares not for the country. It's only about looting the country. And so none of the pillars will keep each other in check. So when you have, let's say, Joe Biden running for office and his son is not only connected with every foreign corrupt government in the world, so is he, and he can't speak and he can't think for himself anymore. Ideally, in a nation like that, Republican, Democrat, or otherwise, the media would jump on that. They would look at the president, the man running for president. They would be mindful of their country, and they would say, we can't have a cadaver running the country, and they would go after it and run him out of the race. Didn't happen. Okay, don't have the media. Ideally, the entertainment portion of your nation, yes, it is important, actually. Also, they would be mindful of the country. They would look around at the fact they're all filthy rich, despite the fact they don't have real jobs, and they would be grateful and feel blessed to live here, and they would look at a half-functional president, and soon, instead of George Clooney putting out some climate change video on Instagram, by the way, I don't even know if he has Instagram, instead of that, you'd have George Clooney on Instagram saying, hey, this guy can't even talk. He can't be president. Our president have to talk. Hey, Fetterman can't think or use words. He can't be a senator, but instead you didn't see any of that. And so you've seen this over and over and over again, way beyond elections. In virtually every issue, the truth is hidden, covered up, and anyone who even attempts to expose a little of it is attacked, no matter what it is. From COVID to Floyd to Russian collusion to matter what, the system keeps locking shields because no part of the system will keep the other parts of the system in check. So it keeps locking shields and burying the truth. And it has huge consequences already. Joe Biden should not be president. And I don't say that as someone on the right who doesn't want a Democrat president. Yeah, that part I don't like. Joe Biden is not a fully functional adult, and we are on the cusp of potential World War III with not one, but two nuclear powers. And the commander-in-chief pooped his pants in front of the Pope. Chris, he did. I'm just, I'm not going to let it go. I know the Biden people want everyone, they want us to stop talking about it. They want everyone to stop talking about it. I haven't stopped talking about it. Again, the system covered up for the fact that Joe Biden met the Pope and they had to shut down the meeting because there was a, quote, bathroom incident with Joe Biden. Joe Biden met the Pope and pooped himself. And now that guy is going to prosecute World War III with pants full of poop? We're in trouble. And this goes back to something, and I hate doing it. I can't believe I'm doing this. I just did two radio segments on it, but it comes back to something. And by the way, in case you think I'm just being over the top when it comes to this China-Russia thing, here's Gordon Chang. He knows more than anyone else I know about China. He's from
the
there.
The important thing here is the way the world has viewed this. Regardless of whether Biden was right or not, the world views the United States as incapable of defending its own airspace. That fits into the Chinese narrative that the United States is finished as a great power. This leads to a further breakdown in deterrence. The Chinese have been telling us for about 2.5 years that we no longer deter them. We can't speak to them from a position of strength. And therefore, that is the prelude to a war on the Eurasian landmass at the other end from Ukraine. That's World War III, Rob. So, yeah, this is a big deal, and the president needs to understand that.
But he doesn't understand that because the president doesn't understand anything because his mind melted like butter in the microwave. Should be noted, I can't believe how many of you don't melt butter in the microwave and pour it over your popcorn when you make popcorn. Popcorn itself is very average. Popcorn is just a vehicle to get excellent things into your mouth. And so when you have popcorn at home, even if it's butter popcorn, you take a half a stick or a whole stick of salted butter. Shut up, Chris, of salted. It's kosher. I don't know what you're complaining about. What? It's messy? Chris, it's food. I don't care if it's messy or not. Anyway, take that flavor call, Chris. Chris, no one even knows what that is. All right. What is it? Cheaper? Is it probably something you buy at the dollar store? Put butter on your popcorn and then take some of the Kraft Parmesan, the canned stuff, the best Parmesan there is. Pour some of that on there. Shake it up. You just got yourself a snack, brother. You just got yourself a snack. All right, Chris, we're done with all this. Look, I don't have an answer. I don't know how, as a nation, we climb out of it when there isn't a pillar to keep the other pillars in check. Who are we going to rely on? The GOP? We're going to have some hearings, guys, and then you're in trouble. That's not good. All right. New York City thought it got rid of some migrants. They're coming on back south. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, reminding you that we are live. You can email the show during the show. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're still reading them. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Speaking of World War III, someone has a good question about the draft here, and I'll get to that in just a moment. I have to get to this. It's too funny. It made me snicker because I'm a bad person, so I have to get to it. I'm sorry. Some migrants, by the way, they're illegal immigrants, New York Post. They're not migrants. They're illegal immigrants. They came here illegally. They knew they did. It's not a migration. It's illegal immigration. All right, they're not birds flying south for the winter. In fact, we know they're not flying north now either. Some migrants, the headline says, bust to Canada, already headed back to New York City. Quote, they think there are all these jobs up there, that they're going to be able to get asylum very easily up there. And that's just not the case. But then they asked this one guy, Jose Leandro, and he said, he was asked about Canada. He said, mucha nieve. Chris, you know what that word means? You don't know what mucha nieve means?
Buenas tardes.
Very similar to Buenas tardes. That's all I'll say. It means more snow. Too much snow, or no, something like that. There was a lot of snow. Anyway, there was snow there, and Jose was not used to the snow because they didn't have that down in Guatemala, and now he's heading back to New York City where they also get snow. And I just can't tell you. Look, I know this makes me a bad person. I cannot tell you the enjoyment I have taken from watching New York City and Martha's Vineyard and Chicago and Washington, D.C. and all these places just hand-wring and get up in arms. All these sanctuary cities get so up in arms about having to deal with illegal immigrants. Well, we've got to house them. We've got to put them in school. We got to feed them. It's a burden on the system. It's expensive. Welcome to small border town USA for the past 40 years in this country. Y'all get it for 5 months, and all of a sudden it's a big deal. Welcome to Yuma, Arizona. Welcome to El Paso. Welcome to any number of places I could name for you right now where the classes have to have a freaking translator in it for the school kids, and the school class size, based on the size of the town, should be about 15 kids per class, but instead it's 40 kids per class. And by the way, the school lunch prices went up because we had to make sure there were enough tortillas so we could be culturally sensitive enough to the illegal immigrants who came into the country. Welcome to small town USA. All right, you know what? I'm not going to get agitated today. I'm not doing that, Chris. Oh, I know they have whole wings. Chris said they have whole wings. Whole wings of schools where they only speak Spanish because of all the people who treat this country like an open sewer. Gosh, it steams me. Jesse, would you let your boys identify as girls to avoid a military draft? It's easy to say no, of course not. But if it truly came down to it, what say you? Personally speaking, I would allow mine to identify as a dog if it meant staying home. I'm not signing them up to fight for this crap that these leaders have walked us into. My answer is different than it would have been 5 years ago. I chose to read this now because it has been on my mind a lot lately. I've been talking to you a lot lately about what's going on with Russia and the escalations there and the Nord Stream 2 news and what's going on with China and the balloon and how, I mean, it really, really looks like these are the beginnings of potential, I hope not, please, Lord, I hope not, a potential serious global conflict. And because I've been brewing on that, I started thinking selfishly. I know you're going to find that shocking, but I'm a selfish human being. And on top of my country and whatnot, I was thinking about my sons. I have two sons. They're 12 and 14. And I look at the despicable things that they're doing to our people who are currently in the military. And I'm not even talking about vax mandates, which are gone. The endless woke crap, the endless, it's just, it's really, really bad, the things they're doing to our people in the military. And then, so not only are they treating our military personnel horribly, they're also gearing up for war, big time, provoking it, poking the two other biggest powers on the planet in the ribs over and over and over again, basically begging for a war. And I'm gaming this out of my head, all right? So you're just walking through my thoughts with me here. Okay, so we're poking Russia in the ribs. We're allowing China to just basically come right into our country and drop a steaming dump on us from a spy balloon. So we're projecting weakness at the same time provoking war. What if a war broke out? Remember, China and Russia work together. They do military exercises together. Iran does them as well. So does Venezuela right down south there. These people work together. It's not one country. We like to imagine it's going to be us versus some little jerk water country, but that's not necessarily the case. So what if we do? What if a war kicks off, and what if it is a doozy? What if it's a big one? Well, here's the truth. The truth is the recruiting numbers have been in free fall, as you know, for the American military. Why? Because the American military has not been packed full of people who hate the country traditionally. Traditionally, it's a bunch of people who grow up loving the United States of America. Oftentimes, dad served, and these days, sometimes it's dad and mom served, grandpa served, uncle served. I love the country. Lots of times, these people come from rural America, and almost all the time, these people come from values that are different than the values that are being pushed by the United States military. 17-year-olds who win your wars for you, who charge pillboxes for you, who run out in the middle of a fire-swept field and throw someone on their shoulders and run back off the battlefield saving lives. He didn't want to go to another gay seminar that day. He doesn't want to go that day and learn how to braid hair so we can make sure everyone feels included. He doesn't want to do that, and he's going to go do something else. He won't join the military to fight for that, so they're not joining the military. But if our leaders get us into a war, we need the troops, and we won't join. You and I both have gotten to a point, many of us, where we are at such a low trust level, I'm not sending my sons to die under the rainbow flag. I'm not, and I would never have said that before. You said you would have said something different 5 years ago. My sons, I would have encouraged them had they asked me to join the Marines. I would have encouraged it. I think there's going to be a draft. The reason I bring this up is I think there's going to be a draft. Because it's the craziest thing in the world right now. You have all the entire Democratic Party, and honestly, the majority of the Republican Party as well, all beating the war drums. War drums, war drums, war drums, war drums, war drums. But you look at the public polling, the public is not into it at all. Doesn't care at all. The public is not interested at all. So what happens when the leaders of a nation want to go to war and the people of the nation don't want to go to war? What happens is they conscript the civilians of the nation into the war. That's what happens. They don't come to your door. Hey, you feel like serving? You want to go fight in Asia? I've heard those wars in Russia are fun. Anyway, do you feel like it? You can check yes or no. If you don't, that's fine. That's not what they do. What they do is they pass whatever laws they deem necessary to make sure that they can. You're coming with us. Congratulations, you're in the Army now. That's what they do. They've done it before. They'll do it again. Now, what will I do if that comes for my sons? I will answer you, and I will answer you honestly in a moment. Let's talk about someone else's sons for a moment. Let's talk about how many sons and daughters we have aborted in this nation. It's a lot. Millions. Tens of millions. 60 plus million. It's shameful. It sucks. But let's look on the bright side. We're getting better. Things are getting better. We are improving. We are cutting down on this. Organizations like Preborn are offering these scared young ladies the education they need to make the right choice. When I say education, they offer them an ultrasound. She heard it's a clump of cells. That's what mom told her. That's what boyfriend told her. Just go kill it. We don't need the problems. She doesn't know that's a baby. When she goes and lays down for that ultrasound and hears that heartbeat, then she'll know. Now she's a mom. She'll choose life. $28. That's what the ultrasound costs. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28. Look, $140 saves you five of them. You want to give them 15 grand? Maybe you got a bunch of money? 15 grand buys them an ultrasound machine. They need more of those. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Go now.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we're moving on from World War III here in just a couple moments. We'll get to the important things. You can tell the Super Bowl's this week and you're watching it because I have a bunch of emails about nachos and chicken wings and stuff. We'll get to that in a moment. But look, here's Joe Biden talking about that spy balloon.
Wasn't it a major security breach for the United States? Just the fact that the balloon came into the airspace and flew over the country for so many days.
No, look, the total amount of intelligence gatherings going on by every country around the world is overwhelming. And the idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is, anyway, it's not a major breach.
What does that mean? Hey, the balloon just crossed the whole country. What do you think about it? Oh, man, lots of people are gathering intelligence. And look, the idea that a balloon... Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, but back to what we were talking about. She asked me about the draft. What would I say to my sons about the draft? Because I can see this world where one is coming. Because the leaders of the nation are dragging us into wars, multiple. The people who would normally fill up the military to fight those wars are not joining anymore. Understandably, they don't want to serve under this crap leadership. And so they're going to need bodies. And where are you going to get those bodies? They're going to draft those bodies. Now, what do I do about my sons? Because I was very honest with you that I no longer tell my sons. There will no longer be any encouragement for me to join the Marines. There just will not. That's how it's going to be now. My kids don't fight for these values. They don't. I hear all your emails. I get all your emails, all you people who serve. I know about all the anti-white racism going on military bases now, open, right out in the open, whitey and crap like that. My sons would never serve under that. However, and maybe this is the lamest answer in the world, I don't think I could draft dodge. I don't think they could either. And maybe that's a terrible answer. Maybe I should have them on a ship down to Venezuela, but I can't do it. What, Chris? Chris said, what if you have them sign up early to avoid the front lines? You know, bud, this is the way I look at it. My sons should probably be on the front lines. That's where Kelly's. That's where the Kelly's should be. And if they don't come home, then I'll see them in heaven one day. But I don't know. I feel this an obligation to this country, an extreme obligation to this country, as much as I disagree with the direction of the nation. I feel of an extreme obligation to America. And more than that, even though the government sucks now and the values suck and these things suck and we're the U.S. of gay now and you know all these things, imagine living with the shame of having dodge the draft while others went, because others are going to go. And you know, think about this. Think about it this way. Look, I just talked to myself into doing it some more. Think about it this way. What if I could get them out of it? And you know what? I bet you with one phone call I could get them out of it. I mean, I know senators now. I know congressmen now. One letter from that senator, my boys ain't going anywhere. Or if they have to go, they'll go. Serve scrambled eggs on an Air Force base somewhere in the rear with the gear. Not going anywhere. I can do that. How's that fair, though? Somebody who doesn't know that? So their kid has to go? That kid has to go? And not my sons? I don't think that's right. I think I'd just simply suck it up and pray and drive them down to the recruiting station and say, go get them, son. Honestly, the way to usually do those things, if you want to read it historically, I was reading this book a couple months ago about this Green Beret in Vietnam. And he said, hey, I didn't have some dreams of being a Green Beret. I got drafted into Army boot camp and I looked around at the turds they were drafting with me. And he said, I'm going to die if I go into combat with these losers. It was all these gangbangers and losers and drugged out people. And he said, I've got to find some better people to fight with. This ain't going to work. I'm going to try out for special forces. And that's why he ended up as a Green Beret. Look, you're better off going that route. Don't try to avoid it. Hey, no, I want to be in the Marines. I want to be in the infantry of the Marines. At least join with some people you know can fight. All right, that's enough. Hey, it's all right. We'll pray him up. We'll get him a male vitality stack from Chalk to make sure the T levels remain high. What, Chris? I'll tell you what Chalk will do for me, too. See, I got connections now, Chris. I'll get a hold of the Chalk boys, and I'll say, hey, not only my sons, but their whole unit, they need to get on male vitality stacks because I want a bunch of high T maniacs out there cutting people's heads off. I don't want a bunch of dorks. I need my sons to come home alive. And then Chalk will send over the natural herbal supplements needed to make sure those T levels remain through the roof. Can you imagine a platoon full of infantry Marines on a male vitality stack? My word. Ladies, female vitality stack. In this day and age, maybe they'll have to serve with women. Anyway, we'll have to send them one of those too. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off anything at Chalk.com. Anything. It's a lot more than just the male and female vitality stacks. Endless natural herbal supplements, whatever you have. Your knees hurt, your lungs hurt, your whatever. You get back some blood work and you didn't like your levels about this or that. Go check out what they have. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right, let's deal with the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is the Super Bowl. No, I'm not going to start talking sports. Don't worry about that. That's not something I'm going to do. But I'm picking up on something from you. I'm picking up that you're going to be watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. And I'm picking up on the fact that you're feeling a little bit guilty about watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. And you don't want to admit to me that you're watching Super Bowl on Sunday. And so I'm going to give you my thoughts about a couple things. One, someone has a question about wings. I'll help there. Two, someone has a question about nachos. I'll help there. And three, someone has a question about watching the game. Am I going to be watching the game? What do I think about you watching the game? Well, let me just get this one out of the way first. I know the chances are good you're going to watch. I understand that. People watch the Super Bowl. Millions and millions and millions of people watch the Super Bowl. Even if you don't watch it in your house, you go somewhere where people are watching it, and there's nothing you can do about that. You're going to your brother's or your dad's or your neighbor's house. What do I think about all that? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.